Hello there, my friends, and thank you for tuning in to today's broadcast from Family Bible, a ministry of Christian Family Reformation. I'm your host, Christian Horseman, and it's my prayer that as you and your family study God's Word together, you'll find this broadcast to be a blessing to your souls and an inspiration to grow in your relationship with the Lord Jesus. So without any further delay, let's get started. Today we're taking a closer look at the 30th Psalm. The title of this composition reads, A Psalm and Song at the Dedication of the House of David. It is possible that this psalm was intended to be sung at the building of that house of cedar which David constructed for himself when he had become a great king, and when he no longer had to hide himself from Saul in the cave of Adullam. In this light, we may observe that it is right for the believer, when moving, to dedicate his new home to the Lord. We should call together our Christian friends and show them that wherever we dwell, God dwells. And wherever we have a tent, the Lord has an altar. But we believe that this psalm is chiefly referring to David's dedication of the plot of ground where he intended the temple to be built. Hence, it was a song of faith, since David never lived to actually see this house of Jehovah being built. And it was also a psalm of praise, for a sore judgment had just been stopped and a great sin on David's part had been forgiven. He had ordered a census to be taken for prideful and vainglorious purposes. And as a punishment, the Lord sent a destroying pestilence throughout the land. But when the Lord in mercy told the avenging angel to cease the slaughter of the people, David purchased the threshing floor of Ornan, offered sacrifices to the Lord, and then dedicated that spot as the place where his son Solomon was to construct the temple. So we see that David had been greatly afflicted, both personally and nationally, after presumptuously imagining himself to be secure. When God's children prosper in one way, they are generally tried in another, for there are very few of us who can bear prosperity unmingled with adversity. Even the joys of hope need to be mixed with the pains of experience, especially when comfort breeds carnal security and self-confidence in us. Nevertheless, as we see in the historical narrative that corresponds with this psalm, pardon speedily followed David's repentance and God's mercy was glorified. Hence, this composition is a song and not a complaint. In the first five verses, we are taught that the great things which the Lord has done for us, both by his providence and by his grace, bind us in gratitude to do all that we can to advance his kingdom among the human race. Although the most that we can do may only be a little. God's saints in heaven sing to him and openly proclaim his praises. Why should not his people on earth do the same? There is not one of all his perfections that strikes more terror in the hearts of the wicked or ministers more comfort to the hearts of the godly than his holiness. And it is a good sign that we are at least striving to be imitators of that holiness if we can heartily rejoice at the remembrance of it. If we have the enjoyment of the Lord's favor, we have enough. His anger endureth but a moment, and his favor is life. Weeping may endure for a night, but joy cometh in the morning. In the remaining verses of this psalm, we learn how prone we are, when things are well with us, to imagine that they will always be so. When we realize this mistake, it is fitting for us to think with shame upon our foolish carnal security, as David did. If the Lord hides his face, a person who is truly his child will be very greatly troubled. And with the Holy Spirit's influence, this will be enough to make him or her seek him again and relinquish any trust that they may be placing in the things of this world. It would be even greater folly to turn away from him even further in such a case. Let us pray to him for grace to learn how to cry out to him and seek his face, even when we find ourselves in the dark. The sanctified heart which returns to God shall praise him, and it shall continue to praise him. The services of the Lord's house cannot be performed by the dust. The grave is the land of silence, and so we do right to ask the Lord for life so that we may live to praise and thank his name. In due time, he will deliver us out of all our troubles and turn our mourning into happiness, just as he did in the psalmist's case. Therefore, it is only fitting that our tongues should be employed in giving glory to his name, persevering in praise until the end of our days, when we shall enter that world where praise shall be our everlasting work and joy. And this concludes our study today in the 30th Psalm. Thank you so much, my friends, for tuning in to today's broadcast from Family Bible. I hope you've enjoyed it as much as I have, and I invite you to join me again here tomorrow, Lord willing, and continue experiencing the richness of His precious Word with your family.
If you found this resource to be a blessing to you today, please share it with someone you know, and consider taking a moment to leave a comment and tell others what you found edifying. Also, don't forget to like and subscribe on YouTube so you'll never miss a new broadcast, and feel free to visit my website, ChristianFamilyReformation.com, for inspiration and encouragement in your family's walk with the Lord. I'm your host, Christian Horseman, and I want to thank you again for tuning in today. May the Lord inspire you to live life today in light of eternity. Seize the day for Jesus Christ.